Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us all with the light of the Qur'an as we are dealing in this show, which is in the light of the Qur'an, with the wisdoms that are present in the Qur'an. We're trying to take them, benefit from them, and live in this light, or with the hope that Allah will make us among the dwellers of paradise on the Day of Judgment, and with the hope that we can live this life in the light of these divine words, the words of our Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we live our life in wisdom. We live our life in real understanding of the reality of this world. Now, today's verses are from Surah Az-Zumar, which we talked about as well. But these verses talk about the story of the end, the story of the Day of Judgment, the Day of Resurrection. That's the final day where everyone will wind up. It tells us the story of the end of life. It's so powerful, and it should really shed a lot of light on the reality of the life we are living in today. We will start with the recitation as usual, inshallah. Then we will go into this wonderful and strong story.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. وما قدر الله حق قدره والأرض جميعا قبضته يوم القيامة والسماوات مطويات بيمينه سبحانه وتعالى عما يشركون ونفخ في الصور فصعق من في السماوات ومن في الأرض إلا من شاء الله ثم نفخ فيه أخرى فإذا هم قيام ينظرون وأشرقت الأرض بنور ربها وأشرقت الأرض بنور ربها ووضع الكتاب وجيء بالنبيين والشهداء وقضي بينهم بالحق وهم لا يظلمون ووفيت كل نفس ما عملت وهو أعلم بما يفعلون وسيق الذين كفروا إلى جهنم زمرا حتى إذا جاءوها فتحت أبوابها وقال لهم خزنتها ألم يأتكم رسل منكم يتلون عليكم آيات ربكم وينذرونكم لقاء يومكم هذا قالوا بلى ولكن حقت كلمة العذاب على الكافرين قيل ادخلوا أبواب جهنم خالدين فيها فبئس مثوى المتكبرين وسيق الذين اتقوا ربهم إلى الجنة زمرا حتى إذا جاءوها وفتحت أبوابها وقال لهم خزنتها سلام عليكم طبتم فادخلوها خالدين وقالوا الحمد لله الذي صدقنا وعده وأورثنا الأرض نتبوأ منها حيث نشاء فنعم أجر العاملين وترى الملائكة حافين من حول العرش يسبحون بحمد ربهم وقضي بينهم بالحق وقيل الحمد لله رب العالمين.
Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Now these very strong and deep verses convey a very strong message that we should reflect on and try to get the wisdoms out of it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us first that the disbelievers and most of the people did not give Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala His true estimate, His true worth. They did not estimate Him as He really deserves, because they said so many things that do not befit the majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah says on the Day of Judgment that the earth will be in the fist of Allah. The whole of the earth will be in the fist of Allah, and all the heavens will be folded up in on his fingers, or in his right hand. So this gives us a great description of our Creator, and we believe in these descriptions just as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes Himself. And He says that the heavens will be folded up on His right hand. So we accept that and we believe in it as a reality, as a truth, as a true statement, without tampering with its meaning, without trying to distort the literal meaning of these verses. But we confirm them according to what befits the majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah says how glorified and how high Allah is. Allah is higher than what they associate with Him. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the events of the Day of Judgment. This is the story of the end. Allah says, and the trumpet or the horn was blown by the angel, and everyone, every creature in the heavens and the earth shall be swoon or shall die, shall be destroyed straight away, except whom Allah wills to remain alive. Then Allah will say, it will be blown again. The horn will be blown again. And then all the creatures will be resurrected, will come back to life again. Then the earth will shine with the light of Allah. Now the light of the face of Allah will shine on all the earth. And the book, the records will be brought. And all the prophets and the martyrs and the witnesses will be brought. And Allah will hold all people to account. Allah will hold the people to account. So those who did good will get the reward from Allah, and those who did evil will be punished. Then Allah says, and the disbelievers will be put in groups and bands, and they will be dragged to the hellfire. When they come to it, its gates will open, and all the torture will blow on them, the heat of the fire will blow on their faces. And the angels will say to them, the guardians of the hellfire, these tough and rough angels will speak to them harshly. Didn't you receive messengers from your Lord telling you about the truth, telling you about the signs of your Creator, and they warn you against this horrible day? They said yes, but the word of Allah was true, and we became one of the disbelievers and we became among the losers. It will be said to them then, enter the gates of the hellfire, dwelling in this fire forever. What an evil abode, what an evil resting place. Then Allah gives us the example of the believers. Allah says, and the believers were grouped, were organized in bands and groups, and they will be taken to paradise. Until they come to the gates of paradise, the gates of it will open, and they will see the blessings and the great pleasures Allah prepared for them, and the gardens of Eden that Allah prepared for them, all the blessings, all the pleasures, everything good that Allah prepared for them, they will see that. So the angels and the guardians of paradise, they will say to them, peace be upon you. How peaceful you are. How good you are, O people, O believers. Enter this paradise with happiness, with joy, and with pleasure, and with contentment. Enter these gardens that Allah prepared for you, and live there and dwell there forever. So these believers will say, Alhamdulillah. All praise is due to Allah. All praise is for Allah, who has fulfilled His promise, and He made us enter paradise, and He gave us all the pleasures He promised us, and He made us enter this wonderful garden, paradise. So, and we choose from it whatever we wish and whatever we want. Then Allah concludes this by saying that after the people of paradise went into paradise, the people of the hellfire went into the hellfire, you will see the angels around the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now the account is over. Now the trials of this life are over, the reckoning is over, Death is, there's no death after that. Death is over. The issue, the whole principle of death is over. There will be life forever. There will be no trials for the believers. Everything is over. The angels will be going around the throne, standing around the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, glorifying Allah, praising the creator of the heavens and the earth, and the judgment has been finished, has been done, has been terminated, and it will be said, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. That's the end. All praise is due to Allah, Lord of all creation. That's the end. So Allah gave us this light so that we remain mindful of it. And as we go through this life, the events of this life, we go through the experiences in this life, we should be aware of the end, aware of the disbelievers when they are dragged to the hellfire, about the believers when they are taken and guided to paradise, and when they will be rewarded, and they will be appreciated, and they will see the great blessings that Allah prepared for them, all the pleasures, all the goodness that Allah made and created for them in paradise is awaiting them there. And there will be no pain, no suffering, no hassle, no torture, no trials, no ordeals, no calamities. That's it. It's the paradise is the home of eternal and total bliss from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these blessings, the believers will dwell there forever and will enjoy that without any hindrance, without any distortion, without any problems at all. This is the story of the end. We should be aware of it. And then after all this takes place, the angels will be going around the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, praising Allah, glorifying Allah, and thanking Allah for doing justice, for taking care of the creation, and for giving everyone what they deserve, giving the believers what they deserve, and punishing the disbelievers with what they deserve. This is the story of the end. Let's keep it on our minds all the time, so that it pushes us to do more actions, more righteousness, so that we be among the bands of the believers who will be taken to paradise to dwell there forever. This is the wisdom of today, the light we have taken from Surah Az-Zumar. Until we meet next time with another light, with another light and another wisdom, I leave you in the care of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.